Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a fantastic show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 gazillion years from now, but today. So you can have that life that you love, to do what you love, to be with those that you love. And on top of that, you don't only want to be in this for your own comfort and convenience, but you want to be able to create a ripple effect of your own. Because as you become more liberated financially, as you become more free, you can help others do the same. You can actually help create massive value in the world by living the fullest of your creation, the fullest of your life. And guys, I'm so excited to have you here. I'm excited to call you Ripplers. I'm excited that you're part of this cause that allows me to create a ripple effect through your lives too. And, and again, thank you for some of you, I guess, might try to watch something, I appreciate you guys tuning in. I appreciate you guys, sharing and really just, again, binging and doing everything you guys do. I really appreciate it so much. As a reminder, you can check out our website, moneyripples.com, for more information. Hey, quick shout out to today's sponsor, the Garmax Group, a privately held debt fund that specializes in the alternative investment space. Garmax will borrow cash or self-directed IRA capital from private investors on above-market fixed-rate promissory notes, which provide repeatable monthly interest payments to its lenders. In other words, great returns paid out monthly. Garmax is a private and closely held diversified investment company managed by Kurt Kuffner with investment project experience in real estate, oil and gas, private commercial specialty loans, non-performing paper and collections, and a startup funding division that focuses on late-stage startups. Great company. You can learn more about Garmax or set up a time to talk to Kurt by visiting their site, garmaxgroup.com, and complete the Contact Us section at the bottom of their site. Again, that's Garmax, not CarMax, the used car company, but Garmax with a G, GarmaxGroup.com. Check them out. All right, today on this show, I want to bring on a special guest. This is a guy that actually I've kind of been in contact with through social media mostly for the last several years, a guy by the name of Rick Johnson. And I wanted to bring him on because, I mean, how awesome would it be for you guys to be able to not only save money, but to save your butts, right? To save your assets, right? I mean, a lot of us want to make sure that we have a good offense. And we talk about making money and creating this passive income. But what does it matter if it's going to all be taken away in one moment, in one life event that can happen, one lawsuit or whatever it might be? And so that's why we always got to talk about not just the offense, but we got to talk about the defense, because a good defense can allow our offense to thrive. And that's what we want. We want true financial freedom, which only happens when you have an abundant mindset. And that's what Rick does. That's his actual livelihood, is helping people do this. He's actually had 17 years of sales and marketing experience. He specialized more in the healthcare landscape, but he's also right now, he's a commercial insurance agent. Someone who actually focuses on protecting your assets, literally covering your butt, right? loves enjoying building relationships and prides himself on his ability to listen and strategize with his clients. And he provides the best customer experience possible. On his personal side, he's also got a wonderful wife of 18 years, as well as his three daughters, which he considers to be his greatest accomplishment. He also has a passion for golf, fishing, and live music. And his free time, just loves to spend time with his family and playing drums and serving his community. So, Rick, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris.
Absolutely. So tell us just kind of how this path led you down this direction. Because, I mean, I know you're kind of a renaissance man, that you've done a lot of different things. But what led you down this path?
Yeah, I started off as just in sales and marketing, right out of college, decided to start knocking doors and did well with that, and ended up wanting to be an entrepreneur with owning my own business, and ended up owning a company that we just hired door-to-door sales reps and managed them and trained them. And it was fun. It was good. But after a while of traveling, every summer or traveling multiple times a year. Sometimes I think we moved, my wife was counting, I think we moved 17 or 18 times in 16 years. And it just got way too, yeah, exactly, way too much. And I realized that as I was treating my clients really well and owning my own business, there was a lot of struggles and challenges. And I thought, you know, insurance might be the right thing for me. So I looked into that. And about 2 years ago, I made the plunge into switching gears from being an entrepreneur and business owner to doing insurance. And it's been great. I think it's been good for me because I've been that entrepreneur. I've been that business owner. I can see some of the, you know, see around the bend, so to speak, see some of the curveballs that might get thrown their way and be able to prepare for that. And on the insurance side, it's an awesome conversation. And I could be real with them. I could be, hey, tell me about your struggles. Tell me about the challenges. I've been there. And it's been fun.
Yeah, that's the thing I think is pretty unique because, I mean, you get a lot of different people. And this is one thing I tell people that's kind of unique with me when I do things with the life insurance piece is that obviously I come from more of a business owner and an investor standpoint. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have a similar background. Like you've not only been in entrepreneurship, but I mean, you've even done investing in things yourself.
Yeah. And it, you know, we all have scars. We have those battle wounds that sometimes we don't like to talk about. But I think when we're dealing with our clients and they understand that we're real people, we've had real scenarios and this is how we overcame them. And, you know, it's encouraging and it gives a level playing ground where we can, or playing field, where we can actually have a good conversation that's open and honest and have that relationship that I think is needed. I don't want to be that fake, the fake person just tells them what they want to hear.
Well, as I always say on the show, like I don't bring on guests that are hosers or posers, right? Like, I didn't mean that to rhyme. It's really cool it did, but it's true. I mean, like we don't bring on people that are just fake and haven't walked the walk as well as talk the talk, you know? So no, you're definitely one of those guys as well. So, tell us more, like what is it you do right now? Like what is it you offer your clients?
I'm actually with an insurance broker, so it's specializing in the commercial space, which that could be, you know, commercial space is a loose term, but it could be retail, could be office buildings, multifamily dwellings. We have apartment complexes. Then we also do business owners. So plumbers, electricians, contractors, pavers, concrete guys, truck drivers, dentists, lawyers. So we have all the, it's a large brokerage that I work for, and I'll just shout out the name. So it's called Buckner. We're large in Utah, Idaho, Colorado. We have offices there. And then but we do cover all 50 states. So if your listeners are throughout the United States, we can help them. We help them with work comp. We help them with just really strategizing their business on how to prepare them, for some of the challenges, some of the issues that they might have, with their business. And to answer your question, what do we do differently or how do we, you know, what's kind of their magic sauce? Is we have a few things that are some client favorites that we do that a lot of other brokerages don't do, or maybe your smaller insurance agent doesn't have access to.
Yeah, like what?
You know, for example, we really take a risk management perspective. We, you know, those that are here in Utah and probably Idaho and Colorado, I think more than if you're in New York, but we do have physical inspections that we can do for your facility. It was awesome. 2 days ago we did one and, I didn't know, you know, what I didn't know until we had our agent, she walks through and kind of points out, hey, just so you know, this is a violation. Hey, just so you know, that's a violation. That's a hazard. And she actually, from my understanding, what she does, she basically loads all the OSHA rules and all the compliance rules and also some risk management things to kind of help. And we go through and pinpoint, and it was eye-opening for me, even though I'm in insurance, to say like, oh, I didn't realize that emergency door was blocked. That's not a good thing. I didn't realize that there's no, you know, the fire extinguisher is expired, or you know, there's different things that we point out. So we do that for our clients. Well, basically, some of our bigger clients, we do walkthroughs every 6 months to a year and just point out, hey, if it was OSHA that came through, you'd be fined right now. You'd have a violation. With us, we can just pinpoint it, alert you of it, and you know, no harm, no foul. Just get it fixed. That's one thing we do for our clients.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge service right there. I mean, because it's like you said, you don't know what you don't know, and especially if you're a contractor or a business owner or even an investor. I mean, you're spending so much time playing the offense, right? You're working your business, managing your people. I mean, looking at fire extinguisher expiration dates is definitely not top on your list, right? Or any of those other OSHA rules that could get you fined, which again, just costs you money and takes from your bottom line and takes from your family's mouths, you know? So that's not something we want. That's one thing I love about doing what you guys do, is that you guys obviously protect, and part of that defense actually does allow you to save money from things that could be needlessly spent on, that we don't want to spend money on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, not to just toot our horn or talk about who we are, what we do, but another thing that I think that is really, really important is that we have access to, because of our size, we have access to many, many insurance carriers. You go down to the corner, and there's a great guy. He's been there for 20 years. He has a house he's renovated. Now he's an insurance agent there at the house. Great guy. And he'd be good for your car and your boat and your home. But insuring your business with them, they might not have access to all the different carriers. They might be captive. They might only have one particular carrier, or they might have four or five. We have over 200 that we can search for you. So what that does, again, I think your listeners are really interested in saving money, and the bottom line is we can, because of our experience, we can take a look what type of industry you're in, what your risk is, and then we can shop it to, you know, not all 200 because it wouldn't really fit the mold. But we know the top seven or eight, we have access to them, where a lot of these other insurance agencies won't have access to them. So I'm saying is that we can shop them against each other, so to speak. It's almost like you can make an offer or get an offer and then say, okay, now you're going to go to company B and say, hey, you know, this is what company A is offering us. How do you guys, you know, what do you guys want? And we kind of, our role, my role is to paint a great picture of your company, right? Talk about your company, your vision, your future, you know, make you guys look awesome. And then create a feeding frenzy in the market that creates all these insurance carriers to want you guys, which will drive the cost down, the premiums down, ultimately saving you more money. You'll still get the great protection from an awesome carrier, but you'll save as much money as possible. And that's something we have access to that all these other agencies don't have access to.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's one thing I always tell people when they're talking about life insurance or other types of insurances is you typically don't want to go with a captive person, right? You don't want to go with a person that's only State Farm or something like that, right? Where that's all they can do, that they bleed it. They think that that's the way to go. It's a one size fits all, which, as you just acknowledged, every company, and even in different states, like New York, you mentioned. I mean, New York is a weird state where there's all kinds of different rules, and sometimes companies can't even go in and do business there. You know, there's always different scenarios. You want to make sure you get the best, you know, the best bang for your buck in your given situation.
Absolutely. And one thing I like about it is I get to sit on the same side of the table as the business owner, and really our interests are aligned. My job is to find the market that fits them the best, gives them the best coverage, and saves them the most amount of money. And not to ramble on this, but I've done very well over the years by referrals and by networking. And I really feel that I don't want to spend money on billboards, radio ads, TV commercials. It's all about word of mouth advertising. And if I can create an environment where they like and trust you, I mean, you know this, they like and trust you, they're going to refer their family and friends. And so it's very valuable to me to make sure that I'm doing the best, saving the most amount of money. And every year we can do a review, because maybe it was Travelers one year, maybe next year it's Hartford, maybe next year it's you know, the other companies, you know, Zurich, or there's a lot of different carriers that we have. Carriers you probably don't even know exist that are billion-dollar companies, but most agencies don't have access to them.
Well, give us some examples of people that you've worked with that, you know, say they've saved money and or maybe they even saved their butts, you know, from a whether it be from a liability standpoint or whatever.
Sure. And sorry about that. To protect the client, I won't tell you the client's name, but they're a large client here, and actually in Utah. You've probably eaten at their restaurant at least once this last year, I'll put it that way. They have many, many locations. And then I'll give you another example of one that, you know, based a smaller example. But for example, we had they had a claim, and they got the claims adjuster, settled the claim for them. And they just thought it was a little bit fishy. They thought it was a little bit shorter than, a little bit smaller of a claim than what they thought that the adjustment should have been. And this is another thing that we do for our clients. They just called our in-house claims department. So we have a whole team of claims department in our claims department that if you just think your claim is just a little bit off, they will actually research it for you. They have a great background in claims. And they were able to go through, redo the claim process, contact the claims adjuster, and be a third party, almost as if you hired an attorney or somebody like that to represent you. Again, because they're our client, we don't charge them for that extra little perk. And they went in and adjusted, and they were able to increase the claim. In fact, we found 10 to 15% increase. I'm pretty sure it's 10% increase of what the original offer was as to what we're able to get the client after the claim has been made because of our in-house claims department. So we're able to save the save some money through our claims department. A way that we've saved people from save their assets, so to speak. I mean, there's a ton of examples. You guys have heard of earthquakes and floods, but those are pretty rare. But we do cover it for those. Just 2 weeks ago, we had one of our clients that had a fire in their building. Again, that's covered as long as their agent was able to have the right type of protections in place. I mean, I can show you, there's a ton of examples that where people have had claims. On a smaller scale, because a lot of our independent business owners maybe have only a few employees, one thing we're able to do with is the workman's comp. Mm. And I think some of your listeners do have employees and they do contribute to the workman's comp fund. We have multiple workman's comp funds that we can choose from, so that's one advantage using us. But we also have through our risk management team, we can actually help them avoid and eliminate risk and workman's comp issues by training their employees on how to be safer in the workplace. That's huge. We have a huge following I wouldn't say following, but a huge client base of construction workers. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised at how many people forget to do some of the safety things. And so we have our safety managers that will remind them of things to do. And again, I'm rambling, but I think that it's important for you to know that we have those resources. And we do it for our clients. Because again, we want to retain them and keep them with us. Buckner's been an 80-year-old company, and it didn't get there by just trying to get the biggest commission checks.
I don't know if I shared on this show before, but I remember I've shared with a few of my clients from time to time, but I remember there was a claim that went in because of a flood, just like you mentioned, right? It's not often mm-hmm. covered. And they actually covered the flood and the damage through the office. It was a practitioner's office that they had. But the thing is, they had to shut down the office for 2 weeks while they're doing repairs. And the person was saying like, hey, we've lost this much money, but because they sold packages and things like that, they collected at different times. It wasn't like they collected at every visit. Well, the problem was the insurance company was trying to debate saying, no, you don't actually have that much money coming in your office. It looks like you work for free, for some of these people. And it really upset them. They said, no, we've shut down for 2 weeks. We can't deliver on that, which means we can get more money coming in. And finally, we actually had a different insurance agent that was working with them out in Missouri and he was a claims adjuster before too. So he had that experience. He said, nope, here's what you say to them. Use these exact words and you'll get a better, bigger claim. And they did. They got an extra $25,000. And the cool thing is with that $25,000 extra they got, then they were able to go and buy a piece of equipment that get paid an extra $2,000 a month in their office of revenue, which was awesome because not only did they get the money back, but now they're able to create more money with that money, right? And
exactly.
That's just
a perfect example.
That's a great example of where defense can also become your offense, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we pride ourselves in that department. We don't want claims. You guys don't want claims. But when they do arise, we got your back. We want to help you cover your assets.
Yeah. And like you said, you got competitive rates too. So sometimes they can even save them on the premium cost too in their company, which is great.
Absolutely.
So Rick, one last question. Like, why do you do this? Like, what is it that you love so much about this work?
Yeah, I think when I was a business owner, I never had, I did hire a business coach. Uh-huh. And business coaches are great. They're great. But I never really had somebody just rub shoulders with and say, hey, take a look at here's a blind spot. Here's a challenge that you might have. Mm-hmm. And I get to do that now. And I get to do that with the backing of a company that when I don't know the answer, it's easy for me to make a phone call, easy for me to send an email off and get the right answer, get the right partner. We are able to be partners with our clients. We look at them as partners. We look at them as we are on the same side of the table as them. We are advocates for them, and we get to make their package as pretty as it can be, put a nice little bow on it, take them to the marketplace, and knowing the risk that they have and what's important to them to protect. Now, I have some clients that they just want, hey, I want the cheap, cheap, cheap. I want it super cheap, and I just want the bare bones protection. Mm-hmm. And we can do cheap. I have, you know, we can go out and we can go find the cheapest insurance, just the minimums. And if that's what they're into, that's fine. But we also can cover them once they've had a claim, once they've had some experience, they know what they're looking for, as well as we can help advise them. So that's why I do what I do. I think I have the resources now through Buckner and through the companies that I represent. And I'm able to do stuff where it's kind of cool to be that third party advocate, just sitting there rubbing shoulders with them. And I guess my main point is, I have a motto that I've been trying to, I think about 6-7 months ago, I made this little motto, and I might've gotten it from a movie, might've gotten it from a book. I haven't Googled it to see where it came from, but it's just something that just kind of stood out to me. And I think it's kind of what I try to do. And that's why I'm having success right now. It's just this little quote: treat every client as if they're your only client. And that has worked for me, at least this last 6-7 months. I probably used it for the last 20 years in my career without knowing it. But I just kind of tagged that line, and I think treat every client as if they're your only client. It just lets me be in the moment with them, rub shoulders with them, find out what they need, and then take them to the marketplace and deliver on what they're looking for.
I love that. That's great. Well, Rick, I really appreciate you being on today. It's been fantastic. If people want to reach out to you and get a hold of you, what's the best way they can do that?
Absolutely. I'll give you two bits of information. So, of course, it's always LinkedIn, Rick Johnson. So I spell my name R-I-C, no K. So Rick without the K, R-I-C Johnson. I'm on LinkedIn. So email is just rjohnson@buckner.com. So R-J-O-H-N-S-O-N at Buckner, and Buckner spelled B-U-C-K-N-E-R.com. And feel free to look us up on Buckner.com. And again, we'll do free client reviews. Let me look at your policies. And one thing I tell people is, if they've had an agent for 10, 15 years, they love their agent, that's great. You know, nothing else, let me keep your agent honest. Let me shop the market, show you what maybe they are or not telling you that you have access to.
Right. There's nothing wrong with getting a second opinion, right?
Absolutely.
I'll put your contact information in the show notes so they can access that. But Rick, I really appreciate you being on. It's very valuable. It got me thinking about things for myself too. So I appreciate that. And for all those of you listening, I mean, if you're a business owner, contractor, investor, or anybody who, you know, can be dealing with any of these kind of situations, I mean, this is key. So definitely reach out to Rick. Again, like I put his stuff in the show notes, like his email, rjohnson@buckner.com. Reach out to Rick. And Rick, again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Hey, everybody else, I hope you make it a wonderful, prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.